live with me in studio, Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Radio Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Capitalism. Consent. What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism. Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
Law regulation. Emotional education.
End the war
libertarianism.
On drugs.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. What mic are you fucking sitting at? Can you figure it out? Okay. Well, everybody, you are listening to What Would Save the World, and today we're going to talk about how does the political talk on Tinder go. So I go on Tinder a lot. I use it like a motherfucking video game. So I'm here with my friend Imogen. Imogen, you can say hi.
Hey.
Hey, can you say it into the mic?
I guess. Hi.
So keep talking.
Hi.
All right, I can't. It just turn. Okay, whatever. So how does the political talk on Tinder go? Terribly. Tinder is probably the worst place to discuss politics in the entire world. It doesn't have the glorious mob mentality like Facebook has. It doesn't have the political algorithm, like the bubble that I get to live in on Twitter and Facebook. And occasionally, OkCupid. I don't get to live in this algorithm, although I don't allow myself to live in this algorithm because I have a really bad habit of looking into Proud Boy groups and like reading about all the stupid shit they do. If you don't know what the Proud Boys are an alt-right gang. Yes, they live in New York. Yes, they are a real threat. Do not listen to silly, silly leftists who say that they are not anything to be worried about. That is a very, very foolish thought because I personally know people who have been beat up by Proud Boys. So yes, they are a threat. I'm looking at you, DSA. DSA is cool most of the time, some of the time, except when they're like backing up really like really white shit. So thanks to the algorithms, the political bubble algorithms on Twitter, Facebook, and occasionally OkCupid, I can pretend like everyone in the world is a rainbow-haired SJW with an anarcho A tattooed to their ass. Speaking of which, I want to get an SJW tattooed to my middle finger, and I want to get a cultural Marxist tattooed on my inner thigh, just because I think that'll be the most attractive thing to everybody on Tinder. Like, I think if I just take, like, photos of my middle finger and my inner thigh, and then I also get, like, something else tattooed to my, like, congratulations tattooed to my pussy, like, I think that's, like, that's pretty much what will get me laid. So, like, on Tinder, I could get matched with literally anyone. I'm a loser, so I spend my time trying to develop leftist dar, which means I just swipe right on dudes with long hair. And that really hasn't been working out. I still have been getting matched with like a bunch of like conservative types or just fucking straight up capitalists, because apparently like you can be liberal and be a capitalist. I'm like very confused about all of this. But we're gonna start off with, let's say, should we start off with somebody basic? Maybe we should start off with a basic bitch. Let's find him. Oh, I think one of them might have unmatched me. I think some of these guys, I was like, oh, I asked all of them if they wanted to call into my radio show, and they were like semi down, but then I think they got really nervous and they were like, what the fuck? Oh, Jimmy, here's Jimmy. So Imogen, how do you feel about my Tinder escapades?
I'm completely taking the role of an outside observer here because I haven't opened Tinder in 2 months. But from what I've seen, you've had a lot of fun, and I hope someone calls in. because they all seem to have really awful politics.
Yeah, they do have awful politics. So even though they have awful politics, you know, like clearly like this has been a nonstop love fest. So we're going to take it back to 2003 and we're going to play Love Just Is by Hilary Duff while we read these. All right. So Jimmy says, "Oh, unfortunately, I know you would hate me. I'm capitalist bred through and through." And I say, "Well, why?" And he says, "Why do I believe in capitalism? It's done me well." And I said, "That's what I don't like about capitalism. It does some people well. Not enough of the people does it do well." And he says, "I feel it does most people well. We have a very small unemployment rate. You can't pay a doctor what you pay a McDonald's employee. Like, I employ 30 people, all of whom are paid very well for what they do." And I said, "LOL, I'm sorry. It doesn't do well for a ton of people. Glad you pay people well, though." And he said, "Well, not everyone can afford mansions in the hills, right? Let me hear some of your reasoning." And I said, "It's not about mansions. It's about how a lot of people can't even afford the basics. It's so much. I'll write you an essay when I'm sober. But maybe I could send you something I wrote. https://whatwouldsavetheworld.wordpress.com/2017/03/19/logical/" And I said, "There you go. There are some of my thoughts." And he says,
"And when they can't, our government subsidizes it. Let's meet up when I'm in town and we can have a drink about it. I'll read it in a moment. I'm finishing up dinner now."
And I said, "Okay, where do you live? Our government does a terrible job of this."
"Yes, I live in Denver, but I'm out there on business next week. I'm in and out of the city frequently, though."
And I said,
And he said, "I've seen it work. Clearly you haven't." "Yeah, I'm basically every other week, though."
And I said, "Yeah, I'm from New York. If you don't see the hard classism here, you're not paying attention." And he said,
"Well, I see it more here than anywhere else, and I travel a ton for work."
"Good.
There's always been inequality, though. That's all there will always be, in my opinion. It fuels growth. Why give 100% if you could give 50 and make the same?"
"I think it fuels nonsense. Want to call into my radio show tomorrow?"
"What time?"
"Anytime between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm doing an episode on dudes who disagree with me politically on Tinder."
"LOL, perfect. I'll have to see what time my meeting is tomorrow."
"Okay, let me know." I never heard back from him. What can you do?
Jimmy is so charming.
Switch to that mic. This mic fucking doesn't work. Just move the chair and just go to that. You know how to switch the... Sorry. Yeah, just don't worry. And this is a laid-back show. We're talking shit about Tinder. Nobody cares what's going on this show. You can try that mic.
How is this? Is this better?
Yes, I can actually see your fucking sound. Whatever. That mic sucks. If anybody is ever in a Radio Free Brooklyn show, mic 4 is good, but don't use it. I shouldn't say this on the radio, but whatever. I don't care. This is, look, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I am your stoner ass host, Tuke Edelo, and I'm here with Imogen. Imogen, I don't know. Do you want your full name? What do you want? Just
yeah.
What's your name?
It's Imogen Olsen.
Imogen's like, what the fuck is this? What people pass off as radio these days?
I'm used to doing podcasts where I can edit all the bad shit out.
Oh, well,
there's no pressure.
This is live radio. There's no fucking pressure. This is what would save the world. And like, clearly, like, after doing this show for a year, the world's going to go to shit. The world's going to go to absolute shit.
Doesn't that mean we lose, though?
I mean, like, I don't know. It's worth a try, I guess, maybe. Like, I don't know. Here's what I say about that. Here. Try to catch your eye. Sometimes it's so hard to see. I feel like Hillary Duff like created the Tinder generation in a sense. Like all these songs like Love Just Is, I Don't Know What I Love You For, Love Just Is. Like that's like totally some Tinder shit. Like, wow, your picture. Please go out with me. Okay, so let's get into the So then I met my soulmate on Tinder. This is my soulmate, if I can get Tinder to work right now. My soulmate is an intactivist. Do you guys know what an intactivist is? An intactivist is an anti-circumcision activist. And while I actually find that to be a worthy cause, like I don't think that we should be like cutting off pieces of the genitalia of babies and then letting a rabbi kiss their dick. Like that's like like super weird, honestly. Like I completely agree with it. Like, I completely agree that circumcision is fucked up. The problem is these intactivists, and it's like they want to keep like the foreskin intact. Like they do not seem to think that feminism is a worthy cause. They don't think that women were ever oppressed. They think that the truth is that men were oppressed, or they often say things like, "Oh, like I liked first wave feminism and second wave feminism, but not third wave feminism," which is like ridiculous because that means they have never read about it ever. Because second wave feminism was primarily about like lesbian separatism, where women believed they couldn't even be in a space with a man without being oppressed. So like that's like even more extreme than third wave feminism. That it's just like, hey motherfucker, like you have so much privilege, and they're like, what? That's ridiculous. I thought this was about equality. I'm oppressed. I'm oppressed too. We're equally oppressed. Equal. So it's like, motherfucker, like, if you were around during second wave feminism, you would have lost your shit. Actually, you wouldn't have been around because everybody would have been hiding from you on farms. Right? That's what second wave feminism was. Would you agree?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, and that's where TERFs came from. So, like, TERFs came from second wave feminism.
TERFs have always been here.
TERFs have always been here? I don't know. I've never met a TERF from before second wave feminism because they're not alive.
My grandma's alive.
Is she a TERF?
Yeah.
How? Okay. Do you want to tell me about the TERFiness of your grandmother?
No. What if she finds this? What if I post this on Facebook and she listens?
Okay, but like, but isn't she already a TERF? Like, what's she gonna do?
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know. I can't really go into much detail except her not really wanting to accept me as her granddaughter. I don't want to make it too dark, you know?
Oh, well, this is a dark show. I mean, like, this is a lighthearted episode. We're going to talk about Tinder and shit. But, I wonder how many TERFs are on Tinder. I feel like that's a whole other episode, TERFs on Tinder. Like, I should just, like...
Oh, there's a whole class. There's a bunch of women in their profiles say, like, females only. Yeah, it's real. It's not that uncommon.
See, I always took that as... people who are not politically literate or like gender literate, so they're just like, please don't make me your unicorn.
I'm sure they're, well, yeah, but like,
because I'm like, when I'm like swiping on lesbian Twitter, I'm like, lesbian Twitter. When I'm swiping on lesbian Tinder, I'm like super fucking irritated when I get somebody who's like clearly like just wants me to fuck them and their boyfriend. Here's a good one. No, that's the wrong person. I screenshotted like a ridiculous conversation I read with somebody, and I said, I wonder what the fuck I was looking for on April 7th, 2016. Because I said, hey, you looking for tonight? And then she goes, did you mean tonight? I think I want you to meet up with my boyfriend first. Are you open to almost anything? And I didn't reply. Because, like, I don't like boyfriends. Like, I don't like other people's boyfriends. I don't like my own boyfriends. Like, I don't like people's boyfriends. Like, this is... God.
I don't like people I didn't swipe right on.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Like, especially when all the pictures are, like, some really beautiful woman, and then the last picture is just, like, her and some guy, and you're like, oh, that's gotta be, like, her brother or her friend or some shit. And then you find out that
every
that's,
time
like...
it's not her brother or her friend or some shit.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, well, you're luckier than I am.
And then I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to fuck you and your stupid, ugly boyfriend. God. All right. But intactivist. So, like, intactivist. Like, I just, like, imagine, like, what does an intactivist protest look like? You know, is it just, like, a bunch of dudes, like, sitting outside, like, a hospital, like, jacking off, being like, look how fucked up our dicks are. Look how fucked up our dicks are. I just, like, imagine them, like, storming the hallways of the hospital going, where is them? Where are they?
Where do you keep them?
We have to protect our boys.
We have to protect our boys. No, the babies, but also I'm like, where do you keep the foreskins? Where do you keep them? Where do you put them when you throw them out? And then my favorite like chant to think of them saying is, the foreskin of our forefathers. The foreskin of our forefathers. I know. It's so ridiculous. I want to write a movie eventually about like intactivists, and they keep like being like, but they have like one girl who's like the Wendy. And when I say Wendy, she's like the one girl in the boys club who's like kind of helping them fight for their dicks. And they're like, fight for their dicks. And she's just like, yeah, like this one time I hooked up with this guy. And they're like, what was his dick like? Cut or uncut? How big was it? No, really, really, how big was it? Anyway, but like, see, that's the thing. Like, if they were like so ridiculous and like anti-feminist, like I would have zero problem with intactivists. In fact, I would organize with them. Do you know? Like, I actually like super see what they're saying. Like, it's fucked up. It's really gross. Like, the more I think about it, the grosser it is. But that does not give you a reason to negate feminism, to say that feminism is not real. Like, that's like the whole thing. It's so ridiculous when like men want to decide that they are the most oppressed group. It's so they don't have to examine any of their own actions. Like, the only way I've ever been able to get through to like an intactivist or a men's rights activist was by displaying my own privilege, is by being like, look, as a white woman, I get away with this and this and this. You have to just like come from yourself, because they can't ever have it be about them unless it's like about how oppressed they are and how great they are. But they can't. They are one of the only groups of people that like these men's rights activists that cannot, like, the kind of activist that can never look inside themselves. Almost every other activist I know like spends a lot of time trying to figure out what they're doing wrong and like where their place is and privilege and da da da. Like, they're the only ones that don't do that. So that's how you know there's something wrong. That something's like really off in there. And so let's read my intactivist conversation. So like, basically, I sent him at the end, I was just like, you are the reason why we need feminism, because of people like you. So I know him from real life too. I met him when he was canvassing, and like, I don't know, I think I might have had something to do with him becoming a men's rights activist or like an intactivist, because I'm like way too intense, and he kind of like lost his shit because I wasn't making it enough about him. So should we do Hillary Duff for this? Should we should we do? Do you know these songs?
No.
Oh fuck. I think I'm gonna play. Should I play Sweet 16? Yeah, this is kind of funny. I think it's funny. So he comes in, we get matched, and he says, how the fuck? And I said, sup, intactivist? And he said, I don't like the song. I don't like it. Oh, here. This song's called Where Did I Go Right?
Wow.
Clearly, he's my soulmate. And he says, how the fuck? And I said, sup, intactivist. He says, just being a misogynist prick, you know the deal. And I said, LOL, you have such a poor understanding of what I think of the whole thing. I'm Jewish and will never circumcise a child. However, I think feminism, certain kinds at least have validity. I honestly just think intactivist is a hilarious term. I agree with the idea to stop the complete dismissal of feminism, and the name is funny. And he goes, we're all a little fucked up sexually. You're not a special princess. And I said, you definitely took in zero of what I just said. That's why we need feminism. LOL. I disagree with your cause, and you implied I think I'm special. Why does there need to be inferiority shit? Why does there need to be inferiority shit? He goes, society doesn't treat me any better than it treats you because I have a cock. I can promise you that. And I said, could you? Have you been me? I don't know, man. I think you just don't get it. And he says, you definitely don't. And I said, why do I not get it? And you couldn't even get it if you tried. And I said, why would you know better about my experience? How is it? Is that not silencing? Like, do you get off on this kind of shit? And he goes, we've both been sexually assaulted. Neither is worse than the other. I said, I would never call your experience being assaulted less than mine, ever. We should have a real conversation, because I think we could have some real, we have some real misunderstandings, but I need to get back to work. Have a good night. I don't hate you. I just think you're out of touch. I think you are too. Let's talk and see what we can agree on. Obviously, he's my soulmate. Are you here to shame men who want to get their dick wet, or are you actually looking for something? It's like ridiculous, right? It's like so mad. And then and I'm looking to reach an understanding of our political differences. I have no issues with men wanting sex. You don't understand my view. I'd like for you to be open to hear me, and I'll do the same for you. Well, that's what I'm looking for with you. With others, dates, and slower things. But for men who want to hook up, I generally wish them luck elsewhere, as it's not what I want. I'm really just looking for girls to share with my girl. Here we go. I said, okay, well, if you ever want an understanding, let me know. I think it could help some things. You should come on my show. And he said, did you swipe right on me because you're attracted to me? And I said, I swipe right on you because I know you in real life. And I said, you want to call into my radio show? I'm doing an episode about dudes who disagree with me politically on Tinder. And he goes, you do realize that many women disagree with you too, right? Way to be sexist as usual. And I said,
that is the feminist.
I know. And I said, with me, no one mentioned other women. You put that there. If you want to be on, let me know. My experience on Tinder is men disagreeing and how Tinder experiment is with that. I don't know the fuck I was trying to say there. I said, way to not acknowledge my concept. And then today I messaged you through feminism's necessity, just so you know. You're your cause's own worst enemy. I will be reading this convo and analyzing on the radio today, 3 to 4 p.m. All right, so if you have any comments on this guy's fucking thing, you can call in 718-928-9732, 718-928-9732. So, I don't know what you heard, Imogen. What the fuck did you did you hear about that?
I need a moment to collect myself.
It was, like, ridiculous, right?
It was surreal.
Was it surreal?
Yeah, you are so out of touch. Like, don't you understand that because some women are terrible, they're all terrible? And we don't deserve anything?
Just, like, everything I fucking said on there was, like, I was, like, trying really hard to, like, have a real... And everything, which is, like, you just hear shame men who want to get their dick wet, or you're actually looking for something. And I'm, like, literally, like, agreeing with him that his cause is legitimate. And I'm literally agreeing with him on, like, things. And he's just, like, we're all a little fucked up. You're just not a special little princess. I'm like, no one ever said that I thought that. Like, not once. Like, here's the thing. Like, as a feminist, I think, as a white lady, I think I am just barely oppressed. Like, I'm just barely oppressed. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, these people, there's so many people who come at me after, since I've been doing this show as a social justice warrior on What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, who just come at me and they're like, you say this, but you don't say that. Like, I have this one guy who, like, trolls me about, like, Israel, where he's like, you never talk shit about United States nationalism. I'm like, yes, I do. I'm like, literally, I think that Israel is a product of Western fucking nationalism and imperialism and colonialism. Like, and they're like, you don't talk shit about how America was colonized. I'm like, motherfucker, my fucking Twitter picture is a picture of a burnt flag in my eye. Like, what do you think that's supposed to mean? Like, that I don't like America, or that I have issues with how America was founded? Like, what the fuck, man? And then you got these people who are just like, oh, you fucking talk about feminism. You must not care about my dick. You must not care about my...
You don't know what it's like to lose a foreskin.
You don't know what it's like to lose a foreskin. Where do you keep them? Where do you keep the foreskins when you chop them up? You must give them to the reptilians, and you must give them to George Soros.
What are they doing with them?
George Soros. George Soros took all our foreskins, and he made them into the hats for the Women's March. George Soros took our foreskins. George Soros. Oh my god, I love people talking about George Soros. Like, everybody, the people are like, hey, George Soros pays Antifa. It's like, yo, motherfucker, like, where's my paycheck? God, all right. So we gotta take a little break from this before then we're gonna read my Proud Boy romance. Like, he really romanced me, that guy. I'm pretty much in love, you know. Oh, what the fuck? Why the fuck is my intro playing right now? That's a load of bullshit. Bullshit. Oh my, okay. Wait, what should we play on here? Everybody, I am Tuke Edelo, and I am an exhausted person, and I really wish I had weed right now, but I don't. So, Tinder. I'm really hoping somebody calls into this show. Oh, but I hope somebody just call in and talk shit about it. Activists with me. They're taking our foreskins. They're taking our foreskins and they're using it to build communism. Our foreskins are being used for cultural Marxism. Oh my god. Oh god. Let's play some fucking Bob Dylan. No, I don't want to play Bob Dylan. Okay, here. This is a song that's sang by Emma Goldman in a musical. These two activists, dude, I just fuck you.
I know that if he wanted to say, I am here because I have to be, he wanted to say, I am here for what is right. Every day I wake up knowing what you've lost and what is
owing. I would shed this foreskin if I could to stand with you and fight.
He wanted to say,
I have cut off my own foreskin.
He wanted to say,
do not blame me, feminism is wrong.
Lives and faces, but our hearts have common places. This was deep inside me, and you helped me find it at last.
Two men crying for a moment in the darkness.
One turning from
one waking to America.
You fuck the nationals, fuck the imperialism, fuck the movement.
For a moment in the darkness, they're the same.
I found no someone. I don't know if I was a foreskin. I don't know if I was a foreskin.
I don't
know if I was a foreskin.
By your side, I could be brave. If there's such a thing as justice, let me help you find your justice. This I do for you
and
for
my
Sarah,
foreskin, which lies in her grave.
But all he said was, I know how to blow things up.
Yo, good news, everybody. Imogen just told me that she would smoke me up after this. So, like, everything's really good. Yeah. So, nobody understood that. That was from Ragtime. And at the last minute, I decided I should just make it all about foreskins. If anybody's listening to this, you can tweet at me at the number 2, like the symbol KEDALOW. That's my on Twitter. Did I say Tinder? I mean, they need to fucking get some better names for this shit. But yeah. So we're gonna read about some of my other Tinder things. Let's play some Rent on this shit. We're not playing Rent, but we're just gonna put this song in the background. Just to fucking hear. And this is where I came in contact with someone who had fucking Gavin McGinnis in his profile picture. Well, he actually has a picture with Eric Trump, and his profile says 6 foot tall, 240 pounds. I'm a proud ethnic Kekistani. For too long, my people have suffered under Normie oppression. We were but simple farmers tending to our memes until they attacked our way of life, enslaving us to horrendous celebrity news and progressivism. We have to break our shackles and restore our homeland. We have called meme jihad on our oppressive normie, our oppressors. Normies, get out. He has like a Make America Great Again hat in almost every photo. Jim Bugatti, who's my star listener, just tweeted at me, I'm listening, and I'm like, what the fuck? It was usually this show's mad intense. So I go, you can't possibly be a real person. And he goes, well, I am, and I don't much with a J care about how you feel about it. I said, so, like, you're a proud boy? Do you lick the other boys like? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, ahaha. And he says, I don't get it. And I said, yeah, I figured. He goes, not sure what your deal is. that I mean you have a picture with Gavin McGinnis, a.k.a. a Proud Boy dude. And he goes, I do. I just wasn't sure what you were asking about the Proud Boys. And I said, I was asking, do you lick each other's dicks since you don't jack off? And he said, sure. What do you hate about? So I said, so what do you hate about liberals? And I said, I have important questions, please. And he still hasn't gotten back to me. I wish you could call someone on the Tinder app so I could just like start calling these people. And Imogen just fucking tweeted at me for some reason.
No, I retweeted.
Oh my God. Isn't that picture just amazing?
I love it.
It's just like ridiculous. Everybody, you should go on Imogen's Twitter, which is like Imogen.
It's Imogen with a lot of N's and there's an M hidden in there. I'll leave it up to you to figure it out.
I don't know how anybody fucking finds your fucking Twitter. All right. So yeah. So we've been tweeting it. I'm listening and I'm like, what the fuck? So now we can get into. So I met this Trump dude who starts off by telling me he's not a racist or a sexist. And we end up discussing whether or not white people are oppressed after Obama. So clearly it was like love at first sight, you know, because that's just how this shit works. You know, like I fall in love with people over Tinder who are fucking apologist pieces of shit. So let's do Hillary Duff or what's another. Oh, I know what we should play. This is the most cliche thing I could possibly do right now. Here we go. I say, let's go splorin', but with a major typo. And he says, you would hate me. And I said, I meant to write splorin', but why? He said, I figured, and maybe not. We can talk and see. Where have you been exploring? I've been to like a bunch of places in Gowanus. I mean, like, are you a bigot or like a Proud Boy? Did you vote for Trump? Are you like a neo-Nazi? LOL. But I don't hate too many people. And he said, I'm not a bro-Nazi. I'm Jewish. And I said, well, I'm like Jewish also. And he says, well, my family is Jewish. I'm an atheist. And I said, I'm like an anarchist Jew, which is like similar to spiritual Judaism, whatever the fuck that means. And he says, I'm a Republican atheist, which is an odd combo. And I said, no God, more like worship of the world to come. Like someone interpret that as the Jewish afterlife. But instead I view it as the world to come as being the world one must make it through mitzvahs. No care for the big guy in the seat. What kind of Republican though? Libertarian? I'm like so like fucking like I'm so like politically literate these days. Like somebody can tell me like three things and I already know their political views. And I said, he says, no, I voted for him. He's an idiot. But Hillary Clinton goes too far against my interests. Right-leaning libertarian. Yo, motherfucker, like, is there, like, such thing as a not right-leaning libertarian? I guess you could call me, like, a communist libertarian. I guess people call themselves, like, what's that thing that everybody, like, Chomsky people call themselves? Libertarian. Imogen's like, I don't fucking know. I'm not, like, OCD on this like you. They call themselves, like, libertarian socialist. But whatever. Like, yeah, I'm for voluntary communism. So I guess I'm a left-leaning libertarian. But, like, to be a left-leaning libertarian, you have to, like, live in Europe, okay? And he says, I'm no racist or sexist. My girlfriend is a feminist. Like, I think it's that's like the funniest part of all of it. I said,
I'm close friends with the feminist.
Yeah, I'm close friends with the feminist. It's like, oh, my black friend. You know, it's like, is that something that you didn't choose to be? Okay, so like, oh my God, it's ridiculous. And I said, I don't like Hillary either. You voted for Trump. How could you like do that? And I said, are you also poly? No offense or whatever, but voting for Trump makes it hard for me to believe someone's a feminist. Like, I hate Hillary too, but damn, I talk about rise of white nationalism with a major anti-feminist vibe. Not like trying to knock you for it. I like totally am. Like, I'm pretty economically conservative, but I feel sacrificed by a lot of people with the Trump election anyway. And he says, I don't identify as a feminist. My girlfriend voted for Mickey Mouse. I identify as treat people like people guy. I needed someone who had a good economical America First policy. I also needed someone who was favorable for taxes and guns. I said, okay. And he says, Hillary Clinton would have had me put in prison for being a firearm owner, and Gary Johnson had no hope of winning. Maybe next election, Libertarian will be a viable third option, and we have an open relationship, which usually means I'm going to be the fuck buddy if I do anything. I don't like the term open relationship. You're either not monogamous, or you're polyamorous, or you're an open relationship, which just means you suck at it. And I said, I have many thoughts. And he goes, I'm all ears. I said, don't you think America always fucking puts itself first? What is globalism if not an economic strategy? Israel is a fucking oil Middle Eastern imperialist plot. He goes, I feel we haven't. Should we do Because You Love Me? We got to find another song here. What do we do? Edith Piaf. And no more Celine Dion. Oh, this is funny. Wait, this works. For all the truth that you made me see. Oh, he's making me see the truth. I feel we have it. A global economy is giving us the short end. Globalism works well if you are a country producing products such as the Middle East, China, and South America, which all rely on a pressed workforce to create a cheap product. The United States as a consumer nation is losing its means of generating revenue, which is aiding to a divide in the classes. Millionaires benefit from globalization. It gives them access to cheap labor on low regulations of third world countries to provide a high markup when selling to world powers. Oh yeah, sure, I agree with that. That's what I say. I agree with that. As I said, I'm down, but the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist is choosing the social issues over the economic. Well, the way you think of that certainly leans that way. Like I said, like, I feel sacrificed by Trump. Yeah, because, like, okay, so I did comment. Like, he actually was saying something, like, he made a really good point about that. Like, about, what do you think? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to say that, like, the people overseas who are, like, doing the labor, who have, like, they use oppressed workers over there, like, I'm legitimately down like that. That actually is, like, thinking of the social above the economic. Like, a lot of libertarians are just, like, taxation is theft, but property's not. It's like, they sound like fucking idiots, but he actually made, like, a good point, you know? At least he talks shit about the millionaires, you know? But then I said, as I'm also part of the queer community, and his empowerment of white nationalism is difficult for me to reconcile. You see, I feel like that has its own roots outside of Trump. I said, possibly, but look at it. First off, I think there's got to be something wrong with you to want to be... There's got to be something wrong with you to want to be president. The fact that the public elected Trump and we had just had our first black president tells you something's up. Please don't blame it on SJWs. But yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's more than that, but I still fucking hate the guy. Like, you can have all the economic trade policies you want, but pulling out of the Paris Agreement is dumb. NYC will be underwater in 20 years, and because it's Tinder, he goes, sorry if I stop responding, I just got off lunch. And I said, haha, it's cool. I know it's like politics on Tinder, but this is what I talk about. I have a political radio show. And he goes, here we go. Let's not even play music for this. The issue lies in Obama catering to minority voters, which is a good thing. They need help in many areas. However, he did it at the expense of the majority voters, the white middle class.
You don't take anything from the white people.
Took hit after hit in taxes and healthcare.
Huh. Awful.
That's why the middle class shrunk during his presidency. These people were so hurt by that some of them became radicalized. However, the larger amount of Trump voters were just economically hit hard by Obama's policy. My mom was a lifelong Democrat until this election. Then when you give those people two choices and attack those people for picking the side that promises a better economic plan for them,
that's when you turn normal people into nationalists. Obama barely played minorities. Look at Black Lives Matter. I think it's because industrial jobs don't exist anymore and computer education is needed. And I wrote needed with an N-E and then four D's. And I said, also, like, how do you feel about the fact reparations were never paid? Long story of economic inequality. I don't believe in holding current generations accountable for the actions of their ancestors. That's actually in the rules of the United Nations. I think that's foolish. I think it's more complicated than that. White people have long benefited from the marginalization of POC. Yeah, but punish the people who directly cause it, not an entire race for the actions of few. Not punished, but some balance needs to take place and it still hasn't happened. I don't think balance should come at the expense of innocent people. But what about the other innocent people? Like, are white people in this country really suffering that bad? Or is it just those who are poor? Both POC and white people... Clearly there's a class issue. You can blame Obama and oversee imports and undocumented people, but those are just... But are people really willing to work the jobs undocumented people work? He goes, that's what happened in World War II when Jewish people were blamed for the suffering of the poor. I said, oh, well, that's still happening. White people are not being taken to concentration camps, and white people are still defending systems that oppress people of color, so no one's saying white people have to suffer. And he goes, it's not that they aren't willing... It's not that they aren't willing illegal labor. What the fuck are they? It's not that they aren't willing. Illegal labor allows them to keep wages low. Supply and demand dictates that if there is not enough supply of labor, then the wages need to go up to get people to work. And I said, which is funny, because a lot of right-wing people reject minimum wage, or you made it that it was easier for undocumented people to become documented. If you made it easier for undocumented people to become documented. What I'm saying is that things have been balancing out economically when it comes to white people and minorities. It's still in balance, but so much more than before. And suddenly it's getting bad for white people or some white people, and they're losing their shit. Hence the alt-right Richard Spencer Proud Boys. And he goes, any sort of action taken to rob from one to pay another is wrong. And that's because the market should set the job value. That's how Democrats are keeping people in poverty. I mean, I agree, Democrats suck, because they fight for anything to keep populations rising to create a labor surplus, which naturally decreases the value of unskilled labor. And I said, you don't hear what I'm saying. No one's being robbed. I mean, yeah, people are, LOL, but my point is white people aren't being robbed by minorities. It's just a tough pill to swallow that equality might be having less. I think the solutions don't lie in this debate. I think the solutions lie in figuring out a different way to handle the distribution of resources so no one actually has to be impoverished. Also, fuck Democrats. Like I said, Republican economic stuff with smaller government and stuff, super down. But I don't think white people are suffering any more than anybody else. So let's take a break from this conversation. I did a whole interview with him later on, but I just got a message from Jim Vigotti about being upset about these guys calling them. For someone who identifies as a paleocon, I'm finding these guys identifying as conservative refugees from an asylum. Oh my god, Tinder. Let's do some Edith Piaf for the rest of this. Wanna call into my radio show tomorrow? Possibly. What time? Any time between 3 and 4. It's about dudes on Tinder who disagree with me politically. And he said, sorry, I'll be at work. And I said, oh, if I could ask you questions, that written questions, that'd be great. And you can be a non. And I said, how do you feel about our Tinder interaction? And he said, I feel that though we heavily disagree politically, we were able to have a good discussion. I wish I was able to talk about exploration, but we're kicking it to politics very fast. And then I said, how do you feel about anarchism? And I feel like anarchy is not a sustainable method of living with large populations. Did you ever think it was the large scale that was the problem? Although you say you are an anarchist, anarchy does not address any of the social issues you address. In fact, anarchy would accelerate any sort of class divide, as the wealth can afford to pay to commit any atrocities they feel justified doing. There would be no money, Imogen. Imogen thinks there should be money.
I think some form of credit-based system would make it a lot easier for individuals to survive in a world with a lot of specialized things.
Okay, but what if we
that
just
are
had
hard to access?
Okay, what if we just had like a card that like proved that we did work?
Yeah, then no, that's totally cool.
Then there was no like more or less.
I'm super into that. I'm more into that than currency because it can be completely abstracted from any sort of
value.
Yeah,
so nobody has more or less. You just have a card that like
just like I worked this much time. I spent this much time putting effort into something.
No, it doesn't even have a time thing. Just somebody else approved that you worked enough that you should be able to receive the benefits of blank.
Do we even need to approve it? Like,
yeah,
there's got to be a way to distribute it in this sort of system without making people work.
You make people contribute, though. Well, you don't have to make people do shit, though, but there has to be some... Fuck, I don't even know.
I mean, we could be huge nerds about it and like measure the amount of content people put online, but that's a little bit much. And
yeah,
that doesn't really account for most things.
I think that the other half is like, the part where we figure out how that all works is fine, but I think if you just have a card that like proves that you've contributed in some way, how you prove that you contributed, that's a whole other thing. Let's talk about. But you just have a card that like proves that.
Do we even need people to contribute though?
I don't know. Kind of. Yeah. We need some people to contribute. Like we don't need nearly as many people to contribute as people want to make it out to be, in the sense that people want to be like, oh, well, like if people don't work, we won't have enough. Like, that's simply not true. From living in micro-communism, I can tell you that if, like, 5 people out of 30, like, don't do shit, people are going to get annoyed, but it's going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? And I also, I mean, what I mean by that also is I'm irritated by how people view contribution. Like, if somebody's playing music on the subway, I view that as a contribution. Like, contribution can come in so many different ways. I don't know. I don't really think we need currency. I think you should just assume someone's contributed. That's my opinion, honestly. But the way he put it was basically anarcho-capitalism. So he doesn't actually understand what I'm talking about. Like, people don't think outside of money and capitalism. They really don't. Like, everything I ever... So that's like a whole thing. Or people don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And he said, number 3, I asked him, do you find other people have a bigger issue with dissenting political opinions than you do? Like being like, other people have a huge problem that you're a Trump supporter? And he said, could you rephrase that question? I'm not sure what you're asking. And then I asked him, how does he feel about feminism? And what do you think? And then he went on this whole thing about how third wave seemed to have developed an extremist view. First and second wave were great movements. However, third wave...
The ones that are in the past seemed less radical.
I don't want to read this paragraph. And then as it moves to capitalism, and he said, capitalism is the only fair economic system in existence. The United States survived for hundreds of years under capitalism and slavery. Don't forget slavery. And is experiencing more issues under socialism than it was under capitalism. For white people, communism has only been able to be implemented by mass civil rights violations seen in China, the USSR, North Korea, and Cuba, and currently Venezuela. In short, yes, I'm a capitalist. But you don't agree with the oppressed labor overseas. See, the way I feel about a lot of these things is like in all these economic systems that we've built up in this world, you know, in under communism, you just see the violence right in front of you. And in socialism and in capitalism, it's overseas. Oh, man, I'm so tired of people's entitled freedoms. You know what I'm talking about? I feel like people are entitled. I don't agree that freedom is freedom if you're entitled to your freedoms. Oh my God, yes. I asked everybody, the online world, do you have a foreskin? Hashtag, what was it, the world?
And somebody, do they?
And somebody,
does online have a foreskin?
Somebody commented anarcho-intactivism. Okay, actually, this is really interesting. There is this really great video of the Tetris music to describe the history, the complete history of the Soviet Union. So we're going to play this. It's like a 5-minute thing and we got like 10 minutes left. Actually, no, but we'll close out with it. So now I said I was going to read this other dude's thing who I got matched with on Tinder who used to actually have a show on here. We're not going to name his name. But he was like, be sure to point out how I said I wasn't attracted to your personality. And I was like, oh, believe me, you'll be making fun of me too. But I don't even know if it's like worth it to give him this attention. But I just want to point out his show was about technology and how I like asked him how his Gamergate show was doing.
And basically, so in our conversation, he decided to tell me that his politics lean closer to. Okay, here we go. So I said, in his profile, it says that he likes blue hair. And I said, you like blue hair? And he says, you know it. And I said, your profile legit makes me a fetish. And he said, I know, weird, right? Perhaps I liked you. I said, I know you did, but it's because I'm your fetish. And he goes, kinda. It's okay, though. Your personality turned me off. And I said, did I make that a fetish or was it already a thing? And he says, it was a thing already. I said, I mean, yeah, you can't handle the reality of a badass lady. And he goes, yeah, LOL, you're funny. I said, how's your Gamergate show? And I said, but you wouldn't help me out as a friend. So that pushed me away. I wouldn't like defend him for some stupid ass shit he was trying to do with like a group we were working with. And he said, you said you would work against me. And I said, you were being dumb. I said, I would work against your opinion. He goes, not the same. And I said, am I supposed to blindly support my friend's opinions? This is the kind of guy who's against Antifa. So like, and then he's like, oh, these people just like blindly following leftism. Some blindly follow him. I don't know. That hypocrisy? Is that my hypocrisy a little bit?
Everyone go out and find a Gamergate show to listen to right now.
Yeah, but fuck off, Imogen. But do you know what I'm saying? It's like so funny. It's like he expects me to blindly follow him and then he like wants to talk about how Antifa is just like blind followers. It's a little ridiculous. And he said, am I supposed to blindly support my friend's opinion? Doesn't that make me quite the Kushner? And he said, I said, absolutely not, but I thought you gave me enough of a real reason to win your support. I said, I still didn't agree. And don't forget, you hadn't uploaded a single episode for the season. Oh, this is so stupid. This gets into like Radio Free Brooklyn drama. And I said, this has nothing. And I said, look at literally everyone in the country who didn't want Trump. And a real reason, the fuck? I don't even know. And he just is like, this conversation makes no sense now that I'm looking at it. And he says, this has nothing to do with Trump. Blah, blah, blah. And this is just fucking stupid shit about Radio Free Brooklyn that I don't want to get into. And I said, fuck. And then he starts talking to me about, like, Milo some in here. And I said, just remember, bitches like me suck. Drop the blue hair. Gets, drop the blue hair fetish. We are all too cool. And he said, do you suck or blow? And I said, you're a Rothschild. I said, you're a Rothschild? Obviously. And he goes, it's whatever it took. I put Radio Free Brooklyn behind me. I still think you're cool despite your misandry. And I said, yeah, I mean, I like men, just not the kind society's made. And he says, I mean, 45 likes women the same way. It's just sad because I'm on the side of equality, but the far left puts me closer to Milo with their regressive, exclusive nonsense. And I said, being close to Milo is disgusting. I can't even follow this shit anymore.
My boy 45 loves women.
And then I told him, oh, Milo goes to colleges and mocks trans women. And he's like, Milo's a trans. I don't know. He just went on this whole fucking thing about how the left forced him to be for Milo. And how it's all our fault and how he's just not an idiot. And he does this thing now where he likes to tell me that I have like a brown people fetish because I defend people who are, because I defend Black Lives Matter. Because I defend Black Lives Matter, obviously I have a brown people fetish, right? That's how that works.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like it couldn't possibly be that I see inequality when there's inequality and it makes me mad. That couldn't possibly be what's going on.
No, inequality breeds freedom.
Yeah, inequality breeds freedom. Like it's just a necessary evil. And like, if you can't accept that, like, then you're just a stupid SJW, and you're like a feminist, and everybody hates you and your mom. And okay, so this is the complete history of the Soviet Union arranged to the Tetris music. Thanks for listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tuke Edelow. Coming up next is Tom Tenney on Brooklyn Bandstand. If you want to be on the show, you can email me at tuke@radiofreebrooklyn.com. Imogen, thanks for being here. We got to play this before it ends. Here we go. Complete history of the Soviet Union arranged to the melody of Tetris by Pig with the face of a boy.
To Moscow I came seeking fortune, but they're making me work till I'm dead. The bourgeoisie have it so easy. The Tsar's putting gold on his bread. The people of Moscow are hungry, but think what a feast there could be if we could come. create a socialist state that cared for the people like me.
I am the man who arranges the blocks that descend upon me from up above. They come down and I spin them around till they fit in the ground like hand in glove. Sometimes it seems that to move blocks is fine and the lines will be formed as they fall. Then I see that I have misjudged it. I should not have nudged it after all. Can I have a long one, please? Why must these infernal blocks tease? I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue. Let the workers unite, a collective regime of peace and love. I work so hard in arranging the blocks, but the landlord and taxman bleed me dry. But the workers will rise, we will not compromise, for we know that the old regime must die. Long live. Now belongs to the state, a collective regime of peace and love. I have no choice in arranging the blocks and the Bolshevik rule, what they say goes. The rule of the game is we all are the same, and my blocks must create unbroken rows. Long live Stalin, he loves you. Sing these words or you know what he'll do. I am the man who arranges the blocks that are made by the men in Kazakhstan. They come 2 weeks late and they don't tessellate, but we're working to Stalin's 5-year plan. I am the man who arranges the tanks that will make all the Nazis keep away. The Führer is dead and Europe is red. Let us point all our guns at the USA. We shall live forevermore. We can start a nuclear war. I am the man who arranges the blocks that are building a highly secret base. Hip hip hurrah for the USSR. We are sending our men to outer space. I work so hard in arranging the blocks, but each night I go home to my wife in tears. What's the point of it all when you're building a wall and in the front of your eyes it disappears? Pointless work for pointless pay. This is one game I shall not play. I am the man who arranges the blocks.
But tomorrow, I think I'll stay in bed. The winter is cold. I've got plenty of gold. And I'm standing in line for a loaf of bread. Maybe we'd be better off if we brought down Gorbachev. I am the man who arranges the blocks that continue to fall from up above. The markets are free, so much money for me. Tell me